An elbow, part of an ass, skin on the inside of a leg, tanned shoulder blade, a clicking high-pitched noise, a forearm, white dust in turquoise liquid, damp sound of stones moving, salt, a plant absorbing yellow pigment, its shadow golden, breasts soaking up UV light, a halo. The blind spot is talking of a sorrowful angle, one in which sunlight hits sunscreen, rocks carry bodies, sink into flesh. It's honey-sucking time, secretion of tulips on glass, a fly dies in summer rain. Always underwater, the calculator of life, with the eye of perception. Naked body in sunlight, naked body on rock. Oh, Facilia, this body is eaten by a wave, is eaten by a wave. Les belles filles, en face, au bord de la mer, je t'embrasse. L'échelle tombe. The rock formation shivers. Give me your touch, cold shoulder, and I will drink the foam from your palm. The rock is hard, is of stone, is of grey pigment, is cold curve, providing is perforated, is rock. The rock is body and host. Plants grow on it, animals live in it, human bodies stretch out on it, water hits it, and the wind does too.
A disconnected plant floats in the ocean directionless till it hits something, the rock, for example, only to be thrown back into the water, sucked in by the waves. This plant gets around, gets to see things like fish and other plants. It lacks choice, or rather is free of choice or chosen for, in this case by the current. Ice blue, white, translucent, dark blue, almost black blue, cold shower of reluctant water. The insane scent of pine needles. Strong winds. Sex is the precondition of this air, this rock, this water. It is the ecology of the poem, the blood in each word, the scent of the text. But the text's smell of sex is only a filtered reverb of the actual scent of this air, this rock and this water. Jemand sitzt auf dem Felsen, starke Winde wehen. Der Weg ist so beschaffen, dass man nicht vorübergehen kann, ohne zu zögern. Das Zögern verstärkt die Intensität jedes Schritts. Der Staub der Pflanzen ist überall. The fumes are strong. They are fumes of burned wax, the wax of a painting being melted. Today about 8 paintings have been melted, and they melt, of course, faster than they get painted. That's the main pleasure of the procedure. The gardener is a part-time massage therapist for a variation in physical labor. He says, life is like this, then points to the ocean, being thrown against the cliffs, over and over again by the waves, while one constantly tries to swim out into the open sea. In fact, he says, la vie. I don't know if I understood him. The taxi driver, when I asked, où est la mer, answered, elle est derrière. Der Staub der Pflanzen ist überall. Der Salzgehalt des Wassers erscheint immens hoch. Verborgen hinter einer Nische liegt ein Körper unter der Sonne. Licht, Gischt, Tuch, Stein. The Gardener of Life gives a presentation. Das Wasser wirft sich in die Luft, wirft sich an den Körper, nur um noch im selben Augenblick Richtung Atmosphäre zu verdunsten. Une vitre éternelle.
The constant urge to eat is a coming to terms with the task of a paradise constantly seen through the window. The seduction of immediate desire fulfillment can cause a mental and physical malaise if one doesn't know how to handle it. And how should one, after having been thrown out of paradise early on simply caused by the act of eating an apple?
Le sang de la mer. La mer insomniaque. Drop of blood et puis, temperature drops as blood drops into water with body all in one straight end. Head first drop separates, dissolves quickly, liquid in liquid, has been one entity of red in endless blue for a moment. There is no trace, except for a small cut in the skin. The drop must have originated from this outlet, taken a chance to dive into a new existence, taken to be singular, yet invisible. The host is left with the cut, the outlet, visible proof of its own vulnerability, of the weak provisional entity of its body, pieced together from bones and skin, pumped up with liquid, to appear full. But this cut, like the bite of the snake in paradise, proves the provisional nature of the endeavor, the fragility of the task, in conjunction with eternity's toneness, planetness, a laughter, rire et pleurer, in regard to this glimpse of life. We don't share our time, we just each have hours at our own disposal, while others do so simultaneously, without demand, but also without notice of its ending, can be taken away, be snatched from us instantaneously, and we know it. That is what makes the question of sensible, sensible use so urgent. It can't be answered. It can only be acted upon within subjective measure. No justification has to be given for the potential madness caused by this inexplicable gift or the vast brutality of the no demand. Sweet wave, sweet salt, sweet stone, sweet skin, sweet water,
sweet tongues, sweet fish, sweet blood.
Sweet blood.
The text is drenched in intense pleasure, getränkt in dieser Freude und extremen Glückseligkeit, die eintritt exakt im Moment des Eintauchens. Der Temperaturabfall, die Veränderung der Farben und des Geschmacks, die Art zu atmen und das Gefühl auf der Haut. All das kollaboriert in ein und denselben Moment. The Pleasure Principle. Is it the poison, disturbed in paradise, a poison with the potential of infinite exclusion, or the real deal?
Over and over trying to log in, watching the bar on the screen search for a signal, while staring at the lighthouse's spotlight, always only partially exposing the surface of the sea. Envision a network, a web, a fish's net, to be carried away, dragged along the bottom of the ocean, able to look out, but unable to untangle oneself from the web, the network, the net. One skeleton for a group of individual bodies, breathing plankton. The closer to light, the brighter the color. The flowers of the sea are animals. Originally from Old French coral, today corail, coral in English, corale in German. Sky, water, earth, or sky, earth, water, those two combinations structure the planet, top to bottom.
An excellent coral on the dish for your dinner tonight. Your delicious red shines right into my mouth. Silver knife and fork are excited to crush your skin, to cut the porous structure of your bone like epidermis. Later, only red dust is left on the silver plate. Your beauty is to be eaten in haste. Shells are you happy ideas, tuna fish, your favorite dress, mais non, okay. Shells are your tuna fish, happy ideas, your favorite dress. The miserable creatures captured in the net are awaiting their end. The water is still the water they used to know, but their view is distracted by the strings of the rope, the vinen. Their salty tears mix with the salty water of the sea. This is how they escape, in an attempt to dissolve their bodies into liquid. Jan died.
The voice and she are talking. In voices we talk several. We understand that several isn't madness. One is madness. One is a dictatorship of perspective. Several other voices to share several of your voices with, several voices of others, to share,
to pluralize, to genuinely disagree, and to be on the same plane as well. It is possible in the universe of multiplicity. We are many and we know it, once a generation voiced. We are to be consumers, therefore we detest indie culture. We turn towards the generic. This is the pale face of a creature speaking in advance of its self-induced death. I will come before you to take away my choice being taken away from me. Collectivity as a slow processed drug that leads into zombie state, death call of the living, always already in the future, because it lasts for such short instances only, always a step ahead in terms of disillusionment, so it can never actually take place. We are immune to the crisis mode, because the crisis is our natural climate. We don't know what the fuck you are talking about when you talk about the past. We only know the present, and we know there is nothing else than the present moment. Your old-fashioned worldview split up in past, present, and future is completely foreign to us. We know future is marketing, and past is corruption. Consumption is nutrition for us, calms us down, tells us that things are how they should be, shit. We can't even trace back anymore how we got here, and we don't try to. The current staff of politics, religion, and industry seems fraud, and so do we. We feel, in our deepest core, even if we attempt not to, we feel there is no alternative to the corrupted individual. Semi-cold is our natural blood temperature, and we hate the seasons unless they are off. If spring comes too early or summer never starts, if it rains as if the planet is about to drown, or the streets are buried in ice and snow, in the instance of an hour, we feel things are all right. We are the present and we don't consider change as an option. We don't buy it, and saying this, we mean it literally.
Coucou, 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 c'est fou, calme-toi. It isn't red like blood is red, more modest, almost pale, a faded tone, washed out memory of red.
I feel sick. All I can think of is killing and crying, smell of lavender, tourism. All windows of the train are smashed, through them I see the sea. On the TV screen, in silence, civilians crossing the street in a haste. There is no alternative to know. Wein, klagen, wein, klagen, wein, klagen. Angst und Tod. Die Silben schieben sich ineinander, die Konsonanten durchbrechen die Harmonien. Each voice stays distinctly separate in the choral. His handwriting, meticulous, the D's swing over the former letters. I think I can identify the word Luft in the introduction. The G's curve out widely, swing over to form letters and to the ones beneath. The D's also form curls like hooks. They latch onto other letters and parts of words. The bottom lines of the T's are intensely rigid straight lines. There are Y's with two dots on top, like German umlaute. Ä, Ü, Ö. I see the word light. I see the word book. The word Tod appears a lot. Also the word hot. These rocks are more communal, carpeted with seaweed and mussels. They seem only temporarily above sea level, like sirens. The humans, each one on an individual splinter of the same rock, are lit by the day's last light. Like a crocodile, he says, you have to crawl from one rock to the next to access the open water. The seaweed carpets are inhabited by black animals with spikes. We don't know their name in English. We know in French they are called Ursine, and in German Seeigel.
Le goût, the austere of the oyster, sticks to its shell like an eyelid. Distinct filigree, black outline filled with transparent whitish jelly drawn in salt water. That's how they like it. Once forced open, you can see that they produce milk in spring, both genders in one creature. She points out to me before, I eat it, drink it, eat it. The time-bridging mailman delivers letters of love written in Greek ink, laurel, books too. The house, surrounded by growth and harvest, trees throwing fruit at you, caterpillars climbing, eternal blades of grass, enchanted deer, non-opinionated sunflowers. They sort of agree on the right direction, trying to resemble their nurturer, their face, a childish drawing of the sun. They don't understand abstraction, though, pairing a circle with the rays of light interpreted as a certain number of cute triangles and the luminous quality of a temporal shifting color prism as blunt yellow. They are likable, as cows are, a teamed-up army of waiters. The bitter poise of cess erupts at times, so we throw freedom and friends at it till it shuts up. Force the eye open of this one. Of this one, force the eye open. And this one, force keep shut forever. Just like a sunflower is a cheerful virus of stupidity. Yes, too, is not enough of an abstraction to appeal to the enchanted mind, dear duck. The yes is a Godwin's law, like structure for attempts to detach from house, hold, shame, bells. Yes, yes, no. How many potatoes fit into a pan so they do roast properly? How much butter? How much rosemary? How much salt? I sleep like a dove on a roof of clay splinters, picking berries as night falls onto my feathers. I swim on surfaces.
A cold coral lump drops down a coral dump, a swamp of damp coral weeds. The coral sun awakes what quarrelsomes might mind, the mingle of detachment brothers, assembly total. The ones to dust off all silver shoes on this street and the next. Now sun quarrels those thieves who aim to collect the lacking red, who blame the shine, dismiss the metal. It gave me a lack of breath, sun, a lack of breath, when, you know, I really tried to eat my soup, I really did. Oh, coral sun adrift, dissatisfied, lava lunatic, generic emblem of melting. I leave my mark on you, you lizard of us all. Why did you make the dinosaurs die? We miss them now. We're in uncertainty about size and longing. We create a lot. We do our best to do it every day. And sleep comes to us when we turn our heads, when we change our minds. Caves are flooded, and with them each drawing or trace we left on those walls to make sure we don't forget we were here, and with us the animals we liked to eat once we knew about fire. And long after we swam with those dinosaurs, we never flew. We barely dared to look up. We sent our prayers. We left pieces of meat in the prairie in hope for your grace and goodwill. The drawing of your hair hits the wall with such extreme tension that I don't know what to say. I think it is time to speak about money. It's time to get paid. Always is time to buy, is time to touch, based on the bank account. I care about you, that's why. Ink, ink, more ink, please. I want a necklace of hand-picked coral baby bones. Will you get it for me? Will you, baby? Your water is my water, is our water. Finally, he says it. Dinosaur blood.
The sea rests in a container. What a calming thought, like it is supposed to. But no, liquid is always in motion, never skips an option to escape, not a single one. no container ever solid enough to stop the flow. The bottom of the sea, a porous stone, a piece of frozen lava, a clay-like lump of earth, each of them half-hearted in their attempt to contain the water's ambition. They hold back what stays behind with a mediocre effort, mit einer Art interesselosem Wohlgefallen, einer bloßen Existenz, die tut, was sie kann, ohne eine spezifische Anstrengung erkennen zu lassen. Ich bin da. Du bist da. Wir sind beide da. Und das ist so. That's it. No more. No less.
And it is one to say it is a coral. It is one to say it is red. Is to say it is of anger. Is to say it is enraged. Is to say it is not dead. Is to say it is active. Is to say it is yet to come. Is to say it smiles. Is to say it was never easy. Is to say, what are you up to in your imagination? Is to say you are a plant of selfishness. Is to say you taste. Is to say I like your style. Is to say you knew it before. Is to say why don't you. Is to say come on. Is to say break that glass. Is to say I'm leaving. Is to say you'll get to swim in deep waters. Is to say why don't you. Often the water is warmer in some parts than in others, and that has to do with the distance of the surface to the ground. It wants to be warm, wants to be felt, wants to be plastic, wants to be recycled, wants to be rejected, wants to be in the office, wants to be downtown, wants to be flat, wants to be graveyard, wants to be USB, wants to be rye.
It muss an die Macht denken. Es ist so weit, dass alles schwimmt, wenn man es löffelt. Let's skip it then. Oh je. Oh je. Pan is tempted to go for a walk in his garden of jewels, of bells und unverschämten Gras, das kitzelt. Er mag es sehr, die Sonne, auch und wenn der Weizen schmilzt und Ähren sich wiegen im Wind des Wassers. Er schreckt zurück, um zu beteuern. Er steigt bergauf zugleich im Fluss des Wassers. Fuß.
Es klingt ihm in den Ohren, der Zeh geradewegs hinein, den Finger in die Luft. Es geht nach links und weiter in den Wald, die Böschung schreit. Du solltest singen, wenn du es fühlst, und gerne auch danach, wenn es dir gelingt zu wagen. Es betäubt dich eine schöne Scheu, du eleganter Bock. Ich mag dein Fell, es glänzt so schön im Regen, und deine arme Anmut, ein Reigen reisig im zerzausten Haar und Wasser in der Brust. The subject has a thirst for sweat or hair on skin and legs so loose and magma in his neck and a glow of certain strangling the ecstatic breath. He wants to lick the serpent's tooth of withest white and ivory, to pierce or slice a tongue of virtue and of speech, a tongue in longing for the serpent's touch. Electric contact with the poison stored in honor of the touch of tongues. Pan and snake, four tips, two tongues, one flesh. And then? Du bist doch so unverschämt und frei. Du bist doch, du, so unverschämt und frei.
Du bist doch so unverschämt und frei. Du bist doch, du, so unverschämt und frei. It was a sideways touch that hit it in the head. It came then to the realization that it was 28.7 by 20.5 centimeters in size with a weight of 5.6 kilograms. Astonishing was also a brown leaf falling onto a brown hat, or the brownish sky so velvety a poetic kiss. Kiss letter by letter, make it a word, a sentence even, if you can. I feel you. Don't give me that look, it said. It said it was ready to leave. It left. Where is your temple anyways, you statue? You keep loosing your temper all the time. You owe me a temple. I hope you remember, or at least a decent-sized piece of land to put a castle on. I touch your temple with my palm. Is that rude? I found this in the garbage. It resembled your head, so I thought I'd better pick it up before it gets all dirty and messed up.
Hello? Hello? Ah, yes, here's it speaking. It wants to be warm, it wants to be felt, it wants to be plastic. You know how it goes. But anyways, I wanted to ask when I can come to get my hair cut. My head is all dirty and wet. Someone left it in the garbage, you know. The sun rises, and this day it really is. A flat bat drowns, its wings barely touching the clouds in passing, water on black fur. It rains on top of that scene. It is lit by killer light, killer light.
Urgent storms all over the place. Urgent is angry. Urgent calls Jürgen. Hi, Jürgen. I'm not feeling well. Yeah, some kind of fever, wild stuff. Urgent hangs up, drinks a glass of gin. Urgent feels less nervous now. It's some kind of greenish yellow, you know, with a tint of magenta, the kind you think could be perceived as warm, but it's in fact cold tone. Do you know which one I mean? Waterfalls down the waterfall, waterfalls down the waterfall, waterfalls down the waterfall, more waterfalls down the waterfall. I smell the gin in his breath. Are you drunk, Urgent? How does that make you feel? I cannot imagine. Do you want me to bring you some materials so you can experiment? I feel drunk, that's the only thing I feel, Urgent says. Ah, of course. Now you don't understand, I feel always drunk, no matter what. Ah, of course. No, you don't understand. 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 Ah, of course.
Ah, of course. Milk runs down that tree, runs up. The monkey jumps towards the rich flavor. A coconut of flesh and nail polish pours all over the place. Monkey's tired, sticks its tongue out, puts the nut in a plastic bag.
Precautious experiment with angles, and the rest is history. I have a foot in the door. It hurts. It better does. It better does. I'm telling you, that's how it goes.
A reflection of the tree in the screen, interrupted by face showing signs of thinking. A cheap effect. It works on you. A belief system is painted on latex-coated walls. A belief system is drawn on the flip chart of the dummies. Just visuals, surface. Remember surface? Die inneren Werte der Angst? Die inneren Werte der Angst? Chirurgischer Wahnsinn. Natürlich bedeutet Oberfläche alles. Deshalb, and because of that, fear is creeping up my lungs when I open my eyes. Dare to take a look at basically anything created by us now. The relationship between image making and agenda has always been complicated. Coded messages running like subterranean streams through the history of painting. Professional by professional, each one with a tender skill, hugging, nodding, walking, the weirdness of human interaction. Ein weiteres Weltbild, ein neuer Blick, ruhige Konzentration, Liebe und Offenheit, Fröhlichkeit und Großzügigkeit in Gedanken und Taten, Aufmerksamkeit. The skill is going for a hunt with us. The hunter, skinny dipping its fury, tail beside the templing seaside bench. Oops, now you're wet. How to hit the target? Locate the target first, no? And then hit or bite it into the center. Hard, right? Oder poison. Poison the shit out of it. Skip it all up, wrap it up and skill it. Skill, tan it. See ya later, alligator, and bring it on. Es begab sich einmal einer auf den Weg und nach diesem zu suchen und es war gelb. Dann hatte er es gefunden und war fortan glücklich und zufrieden. Ah. And then, das geht so nicht, halt die Klappe. Seaside bench, a flower growing in the wood, a fossil stain and porous green lacquer, smells like sandalwood, air everywhere, air. Sie sind hierhin gekommen, weil du sie angerufen hast und jetzt sind sie da und warten, bis der Winter kommt oder der Sommer oder der Frühling oder der Herbst oder was weiß ich. Auf jeden Fall warten sie lange, solange sie wollen. Und dann gehen sie woanders hin.
The change of weather was quite sudden. After desert gowns had been replaced by woolen suits, the wind set in, a never-ending respiratory flow. We too changed our pace of breathing, just for the sake of it, blending in to camouflage with any type of cruelty we would encounter for sake. Now it was now, and that could last, very silent and calm, mimicking rage, grief, pain, exhaustion, as long as siblings pass a mirror of sorts, relate to it, themselves, their thing of being me, you, I, while witnessing this in form of voice, an unprecedented transmission of genetic material takes place. Holding their hands, touching their lips with our fingertips, we want the debate now. Wanting to be sibling, to break ties, to learn to speak yours, ours, my, their language in order to shapeshift elegantly if necessary. Clenching the fingers, holding the blanket, waiting to uncover parts of the moon, the one that says, hey. Nowhere is very strong at the moment, with a special skill of choking diligently. So cool, just more clouds than anyone could ever eat. And I hear them talking, more and more, not so fast really, but just a lot. Matter is forgiving, is that a sentence? And then it was then, so how to ever end a sentence? The paragraph of mourning and quiet disbelief? The ground encounters lots of it, all the time, reacts with indifference, equilibrating without judgment, providing the site for murder, providing the site for lying in the grass, providing the site for running around being stressed out, providing the site for a fight, providing the site for I need to eat something, providing the site for plants to grow in, trash to be thrown on, providing. You were there suddenly and so hungry. I've never felt such innocent hunger. How could I think it was my own? Soft, sweet tones, sleepy softness sinking in there. And then snowflakes again. Those types flying upwards on their way down. A new sun, just like this. The corals all white now. Their red wasted somewhere else. Plankton all over the dead creatures, unable to process the unintentional matter. Außer Atem, das Skelett, jedoch bleibt intakt, die Korallen bleich, setzt ein und das bedeutet. Coral versus plankton. De unbeweglichen begegnen, denn Hererinden. They meet, they recognize each other, but are now completely unable to make use of each other. The water is boiling hot. No. The water seems boiling hot. The organism separates. Both parts die within 8 weeks if they don't manage to establish a new connection. Liquid drips down the cold stone. Underwater, sweat mixes with deep seawater. A stressed coral skeleton is in the process of rejecting its plant companion. Witness coral stress caused by an uncomfortable algae. Witness hot algae, taste algae sweat. Water can't wash away this type of sweat. It lingers, like an invisible deep-sea oil spill. Sucks life out of the coral skeleton, quickly in the process of forgetting how to survive on its own.